live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are renewing their appeal for witnesses following last Thursday's fatal crash at Listillion in Letterkenny. Latest figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund show that there are currently 17,000 people on waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as an alarming level of antisocial activity on a communal ground at a Letterkenny housing estate. And a number of protests are being held in West Donegal tomorrow in response to AMPOS's announcement that 17 post offices across the county are to close. Those stories to follow on full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses following last Thursday's fatal crash at Listillion, Letterkenny. A 55-year-old man died following the crash at around 7:45pm involving a black Mazda 3 and red Toyota Hilux pickup. Niall Colbert reports.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are renewing their appeal for information following a fatal two-vehicle collision last Thursday evening, September 6th. Any drivers who may have witnessed the collision or either of the cars prior to the crash are being encouraged to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. Gardaí are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have dashcam footage and were on the Letterkenny to Stranraer Road between 7 and 8pm last Thursday evening. A 22-year-old man, the driver of the black Mazda, appeared in court on Saturday last, charged in connection with the crash.
Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the people need to stand up and demand a better healthcare system. It's as figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund revealed today that over 17,000 people are currently on waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital, up 3% compared to figures from August 2017 and the highest figure on record. Senator McLaughlin says the government needs to be held to account.
That's 17,000 people waiting for Letterkenny Hospital. There'd be thousands more in South Donegal waiting for Sligo Hospital. So that means we've got about 1 in 8 of our men, women and children across Donegal who are waiting long periods of time for an appointment with a consultant, for an operation, for a procedure. It's a cruel, unjust, unequal health service. And we need, you know, our people to stand up and demand of those in government, those political parties, that we need a fair, equitable system that doesn't leave people in agony for these lengths of time.
Now, coupled with this issue, the HSE have yet to publish their winter plan for the coming months. Is that, combined with the lengthy waiting lists, concerning?
Well, if we look at Letterkenny Hospital, we have a 19-bed short-stay ward lying unused for the purposes that it was designed. We know that we have not enough beds, not enough doctors, not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but in all our community hospitals across Donegal. So this is not an accident. This is a right-wing government that believes that we should hand our health services over to the private sector, that forces families to take up private health insurance, even though they paid for a health service with their taxes in the first place, and then those people who have private health insurance leapfrog over the poor people who don't.
However, it's feared patients left on a hospital waiting list for too long could die before they've seen a doctor. The figures released today from the National Treatment Purchase Fund show that nationally over 700,000 people were waiting to be seen in August. The Taoiseach says there's a lot of double counting in the figures, but Mervyn Taylor, Executive Director of Patient Advocacy Group Sage, disagrees and explains some of the challenges facing older patients in getting to their appointment.
The issues were that they needed reminders. In some cases, they might need support or transport, and there mightn't always be family or people available to them. But they certainly, many people needed accompaniment. So it can be quite an intimidating process, and people can forget. And so it would be easy to dismiss and to say, oh, these figures are just, they're not the real figures.
Meanwhile, the still waiting health campaign is hosting a public meeting on Thursday next, the 20th of September, in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny at 7:30. The meeting has been called to bring together health campaigners, trade unions and political groups with the aim of demanding health reform. A national protest is taking place in Dublin on October the 6th. Chairperson Cyril Brennan says why they are asking those who marched against the overcrowding in Letterkenny University Hospital earlier this year to attend, everyone is welcome.
Yeah, we're hoping that people that attended our protest earlier this year in February, whenever the trolley crisis was at its peak, will actually attend the meeting and discuss action that's coming up on the 6th of October.
From a campaign perspective, we know that you have held a good deal of protests now at this point. It's important, I'm sure, to keep that momentum going, the pressure on.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish the same kind of momentum that they did with the water charges and the momentum that they now have with the housing. We see the government responding now to the housing crisis on a daily basis, but they don't seem to be responding to the health crisis. And I think that's because of the lack of pressure that we're not putting it on. And the people at Donegal need to start putting the pressure on the government to start taking action on healthcare.
And this meeting is called in the wake of the latest figures from the INMO, the worst August in history in terms of overcrowding.
Yeah, the worst August in history, and I'd say we're heading into the worst winter in history because the action plan hasn't been implemented. The extra 500 beds that was promised for the winter emergency hasn't sufficed. They can't recruit the staff that they need. You see nurses now protesting about pay issues to try and get the staffing levels up. We're coming into a really big crisis in the winter, and we also see the government not willing to invest money in the upcoming budget to the health service.
Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as an alarming level of antisocial activity on communal ground at a Letterkenny housing estate. A group of teenagers are said to be congregating at the Green in Ard O'Donnell, participating in underage drinking and most recently vandalising the reservoir located close by. In another incident, it's understood that a sealant attached to the local pump station was torn off and thrown at an elderly resident who tried to confront the gang. One local resident, Josephine, has been describing the severity of the situation.
They're aged between 9 and probably 15, 16. And they're drinking out of big bottles and cans. And the noise of them is terrible. Their graffiti is unbelievable. The rubbish they leave behind them is terrible. And I go down to them and I approach them and I get verbally abused. And I get cans thrown at me from time to time. But that doesn't bother me. They tell me there's nowhere else they can go to have a drink. I said, but you shouldn't be drinking anyway at your age. How do you get the drink? We get people to get it for us in off licenses. We get it from home. We have rang the Gardaí on several occasions, and sometimes there's no car available to come up around the area. And the actual area itself, there's 3 or 4 different ways out. So if the guards come one way, they can scatter another way. So the guards themselves said, what do you do with them when you catch them? Take them home to the parents? The parents don't want to know.
People in West Donegal are being urged to attend a number of protests tomorrow in response to MPOS's announcement last month that 17 post offices across the county are to close. The protests will be held at 11:30 in Bombay and in Bunalek at 12:30, with those attending encouraged to wear red as a sign of anger at the decline in rural services. Local councillor is Micheál Colmagill O'Aspog.
We'll be calling other communities that are seeing closures as well to come along and support us, and preferably maybe start organising protests outside your own post offices to highlight the inequality, I suppose, that rural Ireland has seen over the failure of not just this government but previous governments to adequately invest into our communities.
A major new study released today has found Brexit will have detrimental consequences for the peace process in the north. It also expects it will weaken protections for human rights and equality. The research has been carried out by the Schools of Law at Queen's University, Ulster University and the Committee on the Administration of Justice. Professor of Human Rights Law at Queen's University in Belfast, Colin Harvey, says Brexit is going to have a negative impact.
Well, Brexit's had a really profoundly destabilising impact in relation to Northern Ireland, and that comes out very, very clearly from our work. It's really renewed a debate around many of the constitutional fundamentals here that people thought were settled in the Good Friday Belfast Agreement.
Irish Water is to host a public meeting in Milford on October the 15th to discuss the need for a sewage treatment plant in the Rye and Brownow area. A local campaign began after it emerged the plant could be located within 500 metres of the local national school, with Irish Water being urged to stop the preparatory work pending consultation. Brownow National School Principal Sarah Martin is welcoming confirmation that a meeting is to take place and says the local community have a very important contribution to make.
I agree with what they're trying to do and I support them. It's the location I disagree with. I think they thought maybe we're a small rural community. It would go unnoticed, just we were lucky with an alert farmer beside us. Actually, we're a very strong community. Often the strong rural community is the ones when there is a reason to fight, will. And definitely in the Rimmon, I felt more hopeful than ever that the community, as well as the school community and the politicians, were with us.
Storm Helen could bring heavy rain and strong winds to parts of the country next week. The tropical storm is currently moving over the Atlantic Ocean towards Ireland. While the storm is weakening, Met Eireann says it could bring wet and windy weather on Monday night and Tuesday morning. There's some uncertainty about the storm's exact path, but forecasters say they're monitoring the situation. Hundreds of public libraries throughout the country, including in Donegal, are set to benefit from a multi-million euro investment programme. 309 public libraries are set to benefit from the initiative, which will allow them to upgrade digital services and facilities. Almost 8 million euro is being made available, over 200,000 euro of which has been allocated for Donegal and will go towards buying iPads, tablets and smart devices, as well as software to support design, gaming and coding. Minister for Rural and Community Development Michael Ring announced the investment today.
Really what we're doing, we're putting the infrastructure now into the libraries. 6 million of an investment from my department today, 2 million from the local authorities, and this is part of my open library policy. Earlier this year, 120 libraries will open from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and this will certainly support people that want to use libraries.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football. Seamus Coleman's foot injury is not as bad as first feared. The Republic of Ireland captain will sit out Everton's match against West Ham this weekend after suffering a stress fracture to his foot in Ireland's defeat to Wales last week. Coleman had been considered a doubt for next month's Nations League games against Denmark and Wales, but Everton say the fullback could be back in just over a week. UCD could win the first division of the SSE Air Trustee League tonight. A draw at home to second place Finn Harps will see them promoted as champions. Harps are of course looking to seal second place in the final two games. There's no Mark Timlin tonight, he's out through a knee injury, while at Mickey Place is suspended, and Harps boss Ollie Horgan will watch from the stands tonight as he serves a touchline ban.
You know, would you take a draw now and UCD win the league? You probably would, although, you know, we'll go to try and win it without a doubt, although we've come up short before against them the two times we played them. If we could, you know, settle for second place now, we absolutely would, but that itself will be difficult to achieve, be it tomorrow night, and then you're looking at Kevin Teeley on Saturday week, Oisin. Like, you know, I won't say we're caught between two stools, to put it that way to you. We could end up in third place very easily if we don't get something out of the next two games, to put it that way to you.
Kick-off at the Belfield is 7:45. We'll have live regular updates tonight from that game with Chris Ashmore. Elsewhere in the First Division, Shelburne go to Cabin Teeley. Drogheda United host Longford Town and Galway United take on Wexford FC. Cork City face a vital Premier Division match against Bohemians at Dalymount Park. The defending champions trail the leaders Dundalk by 6 points with 6 games remaining. Also tonight, Waterford welcome Bray Wanderers to the RSC and Shamrock Rovers take on Tallaght. No league game for Derry this weekend, but they will see action this coming Sunday as they try to win the EA Sports Cup for an 11th time. Cove Ramblers provide the opposition. The venue is the Brandywell Stadium in Derry and it kicks off on Sunday at 4 o'clock. In the Irish League Premiership, Institute are at home tomorrow as they welcome Glenavon to the Brandywell. The leaders are Linfield, they play Dungannon, and second place Coleraine go to Ards. In Scotland, Celtic can move level on points with early Premiership leaders Hearts tonight. The champions will do that with a win at recently promoted St Mirren. St Mirren, of course, are now under new manager, former Coleraine boss Owen Kearney. Tensions at a recent under-14 GAA match in Donegal have raised further concerns over referee safety. The ugly scenes last weekend saw a match official locked in his dressing room for the best part of 20 minutes, following angry scenes from supporters at the Division 3 under-14 county final between Neve Breed Pettico and Red Hughes from Killygordon. All-Ireland referee Brian Gavin says the issue of abuse against referees is rife and believes the problem is commonplace in the game around the country. He is calling on Croke Park to address the issue.
If it isn't Donegal, it'll be another county, and that's the unfortunate part, that people just think they can do what they want at GAA matches and they can speak to referees whatever way they want. And you know, the kids hear this from their managers and selectors and parents at Hallane. So the thought process when the young lads are growing up, they think this is the normal thing to do. So it just escalates then when they become the age. Croke Park, I think, has an onus to definitely go to each county and try and sort out the refereeing or try and get people involved.
Well, it's a big weekend of club championship action here in the Northwest. The first of the games will take place tonight in Tyrone. The first round of the intermediate championship seen Strabane Sigerson's against Stewartstown. And then Donoghmore will play Trullick in the opening match in the first round of the senior championship. That's a doubleheader at Oma with the first game off at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the senior championship in Tyrone this weekend, Moy play Eden Dark and Galbally to go on Pomeroy tomorrow. And then on Sunday, it's Clonoe against Ardbow. It's also the second round of group games in Donegal this weekend. With a rundown on what is on the schedule, here's PJ Lynch.
Come Sunday evening, some sides may have booked a place in the quarterfinals, while others will know they will be fighting to stay in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. In Group A, Ardra go to Burt and Bundoran travel to Glenswilly. If both Ardra and Bundoran win on the road, they will make the last eight with one game to play. It means former winners Glenswilly have to win to stay in the championship. The big game of the week is once again in Group B. On Sunday in Mahargallan, Guidoad hosts Niamh Connell. With both sides winning on the opening day, whoever takes victory on Sunday will be closer to the last eight. On Saturday evening, St Eunan's will look to get their campaign back on track in Dunloe. In Group C on Saturday, Mallon and Termon meet in Inishowen, with both sides looking for their first win, while on Sunday, St Michael's and Four Masters meet at the Bridge. A win for either side in Dunfanaghy will put them in a strong position heading to the last group game. In Group D, McCool's welcome Keely Beggs to Ballybuffet and Kilcar host Milford at Towney. Should McCool's and Kilcar win, they will be guaranteed a place in the quarterfinals with a game to go.
And once again, Highland Radio Sport will have reporters at all eight of the Donegal Senior Football Championship games this weekend, with our feature match being on Sunday from Mahargallan. Once again in Group B, it's the big one as Guidoad take on Niamh Connell. Full live match coverage from that one on Sunday Sport. There's also Intermediate Football Championship games this weekend. Most of them are on Saturday evening. St Noel's against Niamh Alton. Niamh Colmkill play Niamh Columba. Éireadh Ballyshannon meet Fanad Gaels. Downing's welcome Niamh Wara Convoy. And Clonmany play Glenfin, while on Sunday it's Niamh Breed against Buncrana. It's also All-Ireland Ladies Championship Finals weekend at Croke Park, and the Northwest interest comes in the form of Tyrone. The 2017 runners-up are looking to make up for last year's disappointment, losing out in the final by taking on Meath this time around. In horse racing, Martin Harley was back in the winner's enclosure at Doncaster today. The Donegal jockey guided 5-1 shot just in time to victory in the 3 o'clock handicap for trainer Alan King. In boxing, four Donegal fighters will be in finals action tonight at the Ulster Senior and Novice Championships in Belfast. For Millie's Golden Gloves, Cahill Brown and Michael McConaughey will see ring action, as will Letterkenny's Sean Devine and Rafoe's Dennis Lafferty. The Pro 14 League continues tonight. Connacht are on the road. They're in Scotland playing Edinburgh, while Munster welcome the Ospreys to Thomond Park. Ulster don't play until Sunday, and they've made three changes for their game against the Southern Kings in South Africa, with Tom O'Toole, Alan O'Connor and Sean Reddy being recalled to the pack. Our feature game in rugby tomorrow will be City of Derry against Ballinahinch in the Ulster Senior Cup quarter final at Judges Road. Oma are also involved in the competition. They will be making the trip to Armagh. While among the other ties tomorrow, Letterkenny in Championship 3 are at home to Hollywood, and Strabane will take on Virginia. Padraig Harrington's 4-under par after 17 holes of a second round at golf's KLM Open. China's Ashwin Rui has a 3-shot clubhouse lead at 12-under. Wicklow's Paul Dunne is likely to miss the cut. He finished at level par after a 72 today. And finally, for the moment in motorsport, the Clare Stages Rally, round 6 of the National Rally Championship, is on this coming Sunday. Donegal drivers head the championship standings ahead of the penultimate round, with Joe McGonigal in his Mini WRC not competing. It will give Declan Boyle the opportunity to gain some points and move back top of the standings with a good result this weekend. That's it from the sports desk for today, Michaela. Our next studio-based programme is tomorrow, Saturday Sport, after the 2 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, mostly cloudy this evening with scattered showers, some heavy in places. There will be a few bright or sunny spells with lowest temperatures tonight of 7 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses following last Thursday's fatal crash at Listillion in Letterkenny. A 55-year-old man died following the crash at around 7:45 p.m. involving a black Mazda 3 and red Toyota Hilux pickup. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says that people need to stand up and demand a better health care system. It's as figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund revealed today that over 17,000 people are currently on waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital, up 3% compared to figures from August 2017 and the highest figure on record. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as an alarming level of antisocial activity on a communal ground at a Letterkenny housing estate. A group of teenagers are said to be congregating at the Green in Ard O'Donnell, participating in underage drinking and most recently vandalising the reservoir located close by. And people in West Donegal are being urged to attend a number of protests tomorrow in response to Impost's announcement last month that 17 post offices across the county are to close. The protests will be held at 11:30 in Bombeg and in Bunalek at 12:30, with those attending encouraged to wear red as a sign of anger at the decline in rural services. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shower Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalin, the Prieve Skelty or Highland Radio. Shoal and Tara Ejahish, August Skillina, Richard Bruton, Kursa Ur, the Wunshuri Wonskola, and Vachiller, San Ejahish, Fried Mandgelige, Don One Wunterucht, Egalistian, and Trinoja in Ye. Taharik Sul, Gome Kuig, Vaklin, August Traha in Anum, Anan, a Frastal, Ira Kursa, Nirakarter, Tuslish, and Fohersha Hogging. Tagantanus Munchuri, Fogri, Hago Farshingus, and Arnul, and One Ejahish. Athnitar and Kursa Mar Chem Hawakta Kontossi Kondaling Lek Leshen Gantanus Munchuri Ligeliga Lifa. Tan Comortus Bio a Glaku Lehiratish Arisht Lahai and Comortus Vliantul Araniokta a Corin Kyotri Oga Gelaha Ilaran Inli Tashamar Aim Egan Comortus Bani Kyol a Homosu August Sims a Kyol a Spragu a Mask Nahedja Vliana August Dini Oga Igachinya Ga Olus Eg Forest Nigeliga Bonka. Ta Jonta Suas le Quigia Mili Euro Cadihe Iganara Stach Joe McHugh, Don Club Common Luchla Scale, Neve Wurra, and Molla Jarig, Conlegun and all. Kaiher and Tarigad are Ober Achoyahan, a Club Cha, and Club Achul, Common Luchla Scale, Tasha Bartihe, Gwil Neve Wurra, Con Osta, a Yenu Don Comortus Pel Geltakta, Pel and the Geltakta, and Yavila August Fihis a Hain. Ta Glorna Gael Igor le Leanra Letcher Cannon ag agru last spree de Hailey a Gael Skull Alnan in Letcher Cannon a Jiradog as a Cuig an Darna last feet de me man an Ohr August be Prab na pop up Gaeltacht a Ja Tavernia and Cottage ar an Caed last feet then Visha con Iche Halterha a Kelleru August be Sholu Lower the Hood Shoss of McSivnia Tus na Nashin Tacta a Halterlan I Cannon in Nere an Neo Ladjeg then Visha August Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, September the 14th. The death has occurred of Irene Chambers, Dunwiley, Stranorler. Remains are reposing at her home tomorrow afternoon from 3. 3 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Monday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar. Interment afterwards in Stranorlar Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Katie Glack in Barnes Road, Ballybuffet. Remains are reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Francis Quinn, née Cole, 25 Mullamore Drive, Killyclogher, Oma, and formerly of Inishbofin Island, Gortahork. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Killyclogher, Oma, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred in Birmingham, England, of Grace Herity, formerly Kilhill, Kilboy, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing overnight at St Columbus Church at Kilmacrenan. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards to the family plot at Tully Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to cancer research, care of any family member or Comitéad and Sons funeral director. And the death has taken place of Patsy McFadden, Sawmills, Kilmacrenan. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member.